Dr. Dennis L. Meadows, Club of Rome member, PhD in Management from the MIT Sloan School of Management, 1969, Director of the Club of Rome Project on the Predicament of Mankind, 1970-1972, Former President of the International Simulation and Games Association, Former Director of three university research institutes, at MIT, Dartmouth College and the University of New Hampshire. Inducted into the Earth Hall of Fame in 2008. Co-authored The Limits to Growth, 1972.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you!
This was the Club of Rome's seminal report on population, laying the groundwork for UN Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030.
We're able to edit out all the stuff you don't like. I can speak honestly. So usually speaking, something which happened in the past could happen again, generally. So that could happen. Or epidemics. I mean, I don't know what it will be. But in one way or another, we are so far, globally, we are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know in one way or another it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil in a special way. Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy. The planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. But if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom, and we want to have a high sentence, so we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, so that people share the experience, but that's what lies ahead.
That's what lies ahead.
The Club of Rome was founded in 1968 by David Rockefeller, Aurelio Pace, an Italian industrialist who worked with Fiat, and Alexander King, CBE, British chemist and Director General for Scientific Affairs at the OECD. Notable members, past and present, include Dr. Mompela Rampele, co-president of the Club of Rome and former managing director of the World Bank, Boss DeLu, United Nations Environment Program and managing director of the World Resources Forum, Anders Wiegman, European Parliament Committee on the Environment, Public Health and Food Safety, and board member of the World Resources Forum, Graham Maxton, British climate change economist, worked for Booz Allen Hamilton, Citigroup, and American Express, Nobel Prize winning economist, Joseph Stiglitz, former senior vice president and chief economist of the World Bank, and former chairman of the U.S. President's Council of Economic Advisors, Fernando Henrique Cardoso, 34th president of Brazil, Pierre Trudeau, 15th Prime Minister of Canada, 1980-1984, and father of current Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Maurice Strong, Secretary General of the United Nations Conference on the Human Environment, first Executive Director of the United Nations Environment Programme, founded the United Nations Earth Charter with Mikhail Gorbachev in 1994. Mikhail Gorbachev, last leader of the Soviet Union, founder of the Gorbachev Foundation and founder of Green Cross International.
There was very strong agreement that religious institutions have to take primary responsibility for the population explosion. We must speak far more clearly about sexuality, about contraception, about abortion, about the values that control the population. Because the ecological crisis, in short, is the population crisis. Cut the population by 90%, and there aren't enough people left to do a great deal of ecological damage.
Sam Keen, closing plenary speaker at Mikhail Gorbachev Foundation's inaugural State of the World Conference, San Francisco, September 27, 1995.
In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself.
The First Global Revolution. A report by the Council of the Club of Rome, by Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider, 1991.
There's a level of admiration I actually have for China. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fast as we need to start, investing in solar.
If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. But if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have a. But we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sentence, so we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down.